Aircheckdownloads.com.
Ah, the bouzouki playing reminds me of staying in last night. I was having a look through all those holiday brochures and getting very, very, very depressed. Anyway, 9 minutes past midday is the time on this... It is Monday, isn't it? Yes. And the last day of 1984 and the last day planned at lunchtime between now and 3 o'clock. As I say, they've chopped half an hour off today and I'll explain a little bit more throughout the course of the programme anyway. Trust we can look forward to the pleasure of your company between now and 3 o'clock, as I say. Couple of rounds of the Daily Snatch competition. Also, we're having a look at, well, 1985, when Old Moore will be cropping up once again with his almanac. And we're finding out what his predictions mean for the ensuing 12 months ahead. And also, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, that outrageous bunch of lads from Liverpool. Having a chat with them and finding out what their plans are for the next 12 months. I hope it's clean anyway. That's all between now and three on Dave Brown at Lunchtime from Radio Broadland. It's almost a quarter past 12 on this last day of 1984 with Lionel Richie, the fellow who is apparently tipped to become, well, the successor to Michael Jackson's crown in 1985. And the news is that they've apparently fallen out. Well, Michael Jackson's gone in a bit of a huff and they're not talking now. Blimmin' daft, isn't it? Anyway, trust you're finding you okay, as I say, on this Monday lunchtime. I'm going to have a bit of a day off tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. Because, well, they've had a bit of a shuffle, and I think they've realised that Dave Brown's looking a little bit peaky. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But whatever you're doing at the moment, maybe get yourself ready for... Oh, no. Another one of those long parties tonight. Thank goodness it's more or less the end of the festive season. I mean, we'd all be laid up in bed, wouldn't we? Absolutely shattered. And there's quite a few people at the moment in the Radio Broadland building wandering around looking decidedly worse for the wear. The problem is we haven't even started New Year's Eve celebrations yet. Well, I haven't. Quite a few people have started it early. But it'll be a bit of a celebration looking ahead to some of the things in 1985 between now and 3 o'clock. And if you are, as I say, getting prepared for, well, the New Year's Eve party, doing a bit of the hoovering, keep the radio on. Dave Brown will keep you company between now and three right here on Radio Broadland.
Hello. Today we're discussing the Royals of Wroxham sale.
Dave Brown.
Everything that you need to know.
It's old Father Time himself. At 17 minutes past midday.
Radio Broadland, we're all know.
I must admit, too, not looking my best today. Had another one of those days this morning where I stoutly refused to get out of bed. And that's the reason why at the moment I'm unshaven. I've got me tatty old cords on that look like something the dog dragged in. Well, it is New Year's Eve.
Captured my heart.
Oh, marvellous. Status quo on this Radio Broadland New Year's Eve. Monday lunchtime. What a mouthful. And I've never actually been into Status Quo, but that was one of those records that certainly tickled my ears, because I think that was one of their more mellow ones, and I think that was a sign that Francis Rossi and the rest of them had had enough regarding the headbanging. That's called Margarita Time. And this is the brand new single from Paul Young. And a lovely song. Is this his for 85? Everything Must Change? Me think so. Nice change of start. Paul Young, who certainly rounded off 1984 with a bang, didn't he, with that lovely record called Everything Must Change. And I think that just about sums things up for him in 1985. Do you detect there a little bit of a twang of the old steel guitar? And could we have Paul Young next year maybe with a bit of a country style to him? I'd imagine that's one of the mysteries the next 12 months is going to unravel. Radio Broadland at 25 minutes past 12. Must say a very good afternoon to Rob Chandler, who apparently was talking about me on the radio this morning. He says, did you hear what I said about you on the radio, Dave? I said, no. He says, oh, you mustn't have done, because we're still speaking. All I can say is thank you very much, mate. And if you do see Rob Chandler driving around the town, you should have no trouble spotting him, because he picked up today his lovely brand new car. It's a big red Renault 11 with his name on the side. So if you're into town today, look out for him, all right, and give him a little bit of a wave. Not two fingers, dear. Kenny and Dolly in just a moment, then the news headlines right here on Brown at Lunchtime.
There are sales,
and there is seed sale.
Sale now on every day, including New Year's Day.
Radio Broadland Stereo 97.6.
I have this tickle in my nose at the moment. It's been going on for about the last 15 minutes that threatens to break out into a sneeze. So if you hear any of the ha-ha-ha-ha, you'll have to forgive me, okay? I think it's the central heating or the air conditioning in here at the moment. Dave Brown on the radio, as always, moaning his little head off, but playing you lots of nice music like that from Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, and a Christmas and New Year's hit from around about this time last year. And that was called Islands in the Stream. I was reading in the papers all about Dolly Parton's sister, who apparently has just refused a whacking great sum of money to pose nude in one of these girly magazines. And apparently she's got the same physical attributes as her sister Dolly. Must be something they're having a water in Nashville, Tennessee. I just turned 12:30. Let's take a look at the latest Radio Broadband news headlines. Former Electricians Union leader Frank Chappell has been criticised for accepting a life peerage in the New Year honours list. Don't forget, we'll have full news behind all those stories at 1 o'clock today in Broadband Reports.
Radio Broadband, we're on your...
And the weather situation for this afternoon and evening, dry with sunny or clear periods, and most of the night will be dry as well. Temperatures around 9 degrees centigrade, 48 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a classic from the 1960s, The Byrds and Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. On Dave Brown at lunchtime, and talking to The Byrds, a fellow who's, fancied the odd one or two, just dashed over from Trouse. I don't know if he wants to go to the loo or not. And it's Kevin Pipe with the sport. Hello, Kev.
Very good afternoon. The first day's play of the third test in Calcutta finished with India on 168 for 4 after winning the toss against England.
Radio Broadband Stereo.
Announcing the Nick Hind and Son fantastic January sale.
Very civilised.
Radio Broadland.
And it's exactly 20 to 1. You're sitting down to lunch at the moment. You're doing it. Dave Brown at lunchtime on Radio Broadland. We're in about 4 minutes' time from now. We are going to be having another round, and the final round in 1984, of our daily snatch competition.
Good afternoon.
So, if you'd like to take part and win that elusive LP, which is still up for grabs at the moment, give us a call now on Norwich 630-222. That's Norwich 630-222.
Aircheckdownloads.com.